let me get to the good. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, well, you know, Jimmy Butler wasn't there. We barely won. The Miami Heat have the best coach in the NBA. They were going to come to play. You know, the Miami Heat are not a good three-point shooting team, and I don't see this continuing. They did it the first round against Milwaukee. They struggled later in the game against the Knicks, and you could see it helped. But I saw tonight, and I know, and you know I'm not the biggest Randle guy, but this series, this is a team that Julius Randle needs to be on the court for. He has a huge advantage against this team. I saw it tonight. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, we barely could beat them without Butler. I don't care. They won the game. We're going to go to Miami. And I know Randle and I know that Brunson are over those injuries. I don't know that with Jimmy Butler. And they do have the coaching advantage. But, like, so many people are killing Tibbs. Sal, you're the coach of the Knicks. Spoelstra throws a zone at you. You look to your bench. You need to bring a shooter in. What do you do when you have no shooters on a team? Sure. People are killing Tibbs. There's nothing he could do.
They don't have... Look, Grimes, your boy Grimes and Quickley are supposed to be those guys to help out Brunson and Randle. I mean, those are the only... If I ask you who are the shooters, right? The pure shooters. I mean, aside from Fournier, who's probably the best pure shooter on the team, even though he's never going to see the light of day on the floor, nor should he, because he can't do anything else. But who are the shooters on the team? Where are these shooters?
Brunson. Brunson's the only real shooter on the team.
Brunson's a star. I mean, he's going to do it all. Right, and he did it all. He took over the game. Where are the shooters? I mean, Emmanuel Quickley and Quentin Grimes are supposed to be those guys. It's not Randle, although he's their second best shooter, right? I mean, how would you rank the Knicks shooters right now?
It's Brunson by far,
right?
Anyone. And then if I'm going to, you know, as much as I'm not a Randle guy,
it's got to be Randle.
Credit. And then third, RJ's confident right now. RJ's confident, there's no one else. Obi's missing the basket.
Oh, Obi stinks. I wouldn't put Obi.
IQ's afraid.
I know. IQ's got
to
be that guy. I mean, IQ. But you're right. I mean, look, right now, based on results, sure. But I'm just saying in general, you trust one shot on the line in general. I mean, Emmanuel Quickley.
Brunson. You got to be Brunson.
Well, right. Number one. And Randle, number two. Emmanuel Quickley, to me, is better than anybody else as far as shooting the basketball goes. Pure shot.
Yeah, he's got no confidence. I will just say, I got to ask you one thing. I'm looking at the Knicks. I don't think the offense is the problem. The Heat are a tough defensive team. You know, I don't feel like the offense is killing us. We missed open shots. They're going to come. I really thought tonight in the second half, I thought Tibbs should have went to Deuce over IQ. Because Deuce will make a difference defensively. And I think I just don't see nothing coming out of IQ right now. I know we got a couple of baskets, you know, later on. But if he doesn't get it going early in game three, I think Tibbs got to really think about going to Deuce instead.
Interesting point. He has been, and thank you for the call, Doug. Appreciate you checking in, as always. He has been Quickley a non-factor in this postseason, and that's a problem for the Knicks. They need Emmanuel Quickley or Grimes, really, one of them. I mean, it'd be great if you got both. They need one of them to be an impactful player at both ends of the floor. I know Grimes could have his impact felt defensively, but offensively, somebody's got to be able to shoot. I mean, look at this team. You actually look at it. There are no shooters. Brunson's it. He's the guy. Randle second. And that's why it's so important to get this type of performance from R.J. Barrett. Ideally, he should be that guy. He just hasn't been that guy. Until, of course, the last, four games or whatever it's been, where R.J. Barrett has been taken over. And they're going to need that moving forward. But really, Emmanuel Quickley or Grant, like, they need to rely on one of these guys to be able to knock down some threes, be a threat. Miami's daring you to shoot. And they just can't shoot it. Omar is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Omar?
How are you?
Good, Omar. How about you?
Listen, I understand your love affair with R.J. Barrett. Come on, guy. Four consecutively games is the reason. And last game, if Brunson and Randle didn't play, and Brunson and Josh Hart have a decent, a minor decent game, they would have won the game.
So right, Hart was awful. You're right.
Cut it on with RJ Barrett. He has done enough in this playoff that you should not be saying any word about RJ Barrett. Yeah, you know, you had a big mouth about our Rangers, and you sent them home, right? You are the reason. Oh, it's over. It's over, right? You touch the money. You better start touching the money of RJ Barrett, because he is the reason that you are one game tied today, that his game is not suitable for three-point shooting, and Julius Sander is coming in and giving you a wide-open three, and he's burying it in the first quarter.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Jalen Brunson is the reason the Knicks won this game, not RJ Barrett.
Huh?
Jalen Brunson is the reason the Knicks won this game, not RJ Barrett.
Yeah, I agree. He was supposed to be very good today, because today is the reason he won the game, right?
Brunson did his job.
Jalen Brunson.
Omar, here's the thing.
I'm talking about game one.
All right. Well, game one, yeah, if Brunson did anything like he's been doing all year long and like he did in game two, and to your point, Josh Hart as well, who was also awful as far as shooting goes in game one, then they would have been up 2-0. But look, I'm not trying to knock RJ Barrett. I'm saying that I don't trust that he's going to be this type of shooter consistently. I just watch him play.
So you trust Josh Hart to hit those three nail-biter three-pointers that he hit?
No.
You trust him better than RJ Barrett?
No, I think Josh Hart's got to make a couple. Barrett's got to be, the expectation for Barrett is supposed to be more than that. Josh Hart is a guy who's going to find himself open in the corner a couple of big times a game. He's got to knock some down. He did that in game two. RJ Barrett's a guy that's got to be one of your top scorers, right? You want him to be an all-star. RJ Barrett's going to be the big part of this big three along with Brunson and Randall. He's got to do what he's doing now consistently moving forward. He's never done it before.
Consistently moving forward. Now he has figured it out that Julius Randle got injured, and then he is giving the ball in the first quarter to RJ Barrett, and he has proven it in last four games that when the ball is given to him, he can make plays. Julius Randle has 13 points in the first quarter, 11 or 13 points. The two three pointer that hit was an assist from RJ Barrett. If you give a ball to RJ Barrett early in the game, you will have this type of flair he can do it consistently. But he never did in the regular season. Every time Julius Randle used to get the ball and they want RJ Barrett to be a shooter, that is the weakest part of his game, and you want him to become a shooter. That's not happening. He's not a shooter. He's a game with a ball in his hand and making plays. That's what RJ Barrett is. And expect him to shoot at a higher percentage like Brunson or anybody. And let me tell you, this series will come to that. Miami has openly told you that you guys don't have a shooter. And look at that. If they got injured, he put in Duncan Robinson, who's making $20 million for the whole season. He put him on the bench. Now the injury happens. He has Eric Spoelstra has the balls to bring in Duncan Robinson. And when he hit that three-pointer, when I did make a 108-105, I said, this is happening. My son, oh, it's okay. I said, they lost the game in 8 seconds, and Reggie Miller scored 8 points. They scored still 27
Randall, how about Randall stepping on? Yeah, right. Randall stepping on the line. I mean, unacceptable mistake.
So that was a. All my flashbacks were coming out. So the game will come. The series will come to this. Is Thibodeau has the balls when the Knicks were not shooting, that he will bring in Fournier to shoot the ball. That's what he does. That's what your shooter is. They are telling you, they are painting, they are putting a wall in the paint, and they are telling you to shoot. And the only shooter that they got is Fournier.
Yep. I don't know if you heard me say it before, Omar. Omar, I'm with you. I don't know if you just heard me say it before. You look at this roster, where are the shooters on this team? We know what Brunson is. We know what Randall can do. The best pure shooter, let's take Brunson out of it, it's Fournier. It's Fournier. Yeah. He's not going to see the floor, though. I mean, he doesn't do enough, nor should he.
He doesn't do nothing else, but he put him on the floor because he's a shooter. They want to consistently. Listen, Thibodeau, I understand that you are a very, very hardworking guy, and everybody hard works. Sometimes you have to make this adjustment. And if it has to come, if they are not nailing it, Iman quickly and grind. This is six games or seven games already. They have not been, one game quickly, they have not been consistent enough. How many games you're going to allow them to use? I will give another game. If they don't shoot, you have to bring in for 15, 20 minutes, 48, to make the field honest. So right. They cannot, the whole game will be changed if Fournier hit three or four pointers. They will not block the paint like that. Again.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's a crazy idea, Omar. And thank you for the call. Love your passion as always. I don't think it's a crazy idea. Now, let me say that I don't think it's going to happen. I also can't stand Fournier as a player. He does nothing on the floor. However, when he's going well, he is a guy that could shoot the lights out. And unfortunately for the Knicks, they don't have a guy like that. Fournier is it. That's why he was brought here in the first place. They don't have shooters on this team. Emmanuel Quickley is supposed to be a guy like that. He struggled. Quentin Grimes, we heard about him knocking down the three. He struggled. Toppin ain't it. Evan Fournier is the one guy who has been a pure shooter. So they do have him. He's just on the bench. And he doesn't do nearly enough of anything else to warrant enough playing time. He's horrible. But to Omar's point, if you need just a shooter, you know, think Steve Novak. Remember, he didn't do anything, but you knew he was going to knock down a three. I highly doubt. Matter of fact, I bet anything that you won't see him in this series. But I do understand the thought from Omar. And that's what's clearly lacking with this Knicks team. Shooting. Basic fundamental of basketball. The Knicks don't do it well enough. They don't have enough guys that can do it. I mean, look at all the lists that we go through of the guys that are either on the floor in the starting rotation or the guys that are on the bench in that rotation off the bench. Not one of the guys off the bench is a shooter. Again, Quickley should be, but he's not shooting it well right now. Grimes, Quickley, Hartenstein, Toppin. And then even the guys in the starting room. You know, Barrett's not a good enough shooter. He's just not a shooter, to Omar's point. He could be a good player with the ball in his hands. He can knock down some shots on occasion. He's not a shooter. That's not his strength. Josh Hart, same thing. Inconsistent. He'll hit a big shot here or there. Not a shooter. Where are the shooters? Fournier is a guy. Quickley, to me, has got to be the guy to do it because they're not going to give Fournier the light of day. So it's got to be Emmanuel Quickley.